Herbal medicine and its products are now being governed by regulation from the EU through the traditional Herbal Medicinal Products Directive. But this directive is being challenged by Dr. Robert Verkerk of the Alliance for Natural Health International.
The EU Herbal Directive was passed into European law in 2004. It was passed into member state law, including the UK, in 2005. And it aims to regulate, as licensed medicines, traditional herbal products that are used for minor self-limiting indications that are bought direct by the consumer. It does not cover products that are used by practitioners, and that one of the reasons in the UK there is a system of statutory regulation in place for herbal practitioners is so that they can carry on supplying unlicensed medicines in the way they have under an exemption to UK medicines law. Essentially, what we're seeing is more and more of these healthcare laws being replaced by European laws. Now, everything would be fine and dandy if this new traditional herbal medicinal products directive was actually accessible to the vast majority of herbal traditions. First of all, let's think about how long humans have been using plants. Well, actually, they've been using plant from the year dot. Herbal medicine is the longest established system of medicine. If we look to our closest ancestors, the primates, chimpanzees, even orangutans, use several thousand species of plants. And it's no surprise when we look at the great Asian traditions, such as traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda, we also see many thousands of species of plants are used. And they're also used in very specific combinations. And these systems of healthcare have evolved over thousands of years. You get this new system that comes in place, and it basically says if you are a herbal medicine, if you don't comply with the system, you are banned. So it is a system of Napoleonic law, which is a great favorite of any of the European systems. It's the basis on which European law is established. Essentially, what we're finding is that only very limited types of product can actually successfully negotiate this herbal directive. And the types that can are the ones that are out of the German phytopharmaceutical tradition or even the UK phytopharmaceutical tradition, where they're largely single, highly purified herbs. They're not complex combinations. And of course, in the Asian cultures, as well as the Amazonian and other cultures, they're often very complex mixtures. They're often water-based decoctions. Not a single herb out of those non-European traditions has yet been able to be licensed. So the problem is that a huge number of these non-European products will be left out in the cold and will effectively be banned by default.
Does that mean that even practitioners can't even prescribe those products?
No, this particular law has no impact directly on practitioners unless practitioners are buying manufactured products. This law affects manufactured products, so products that are in a sealed container. There are significant numbers of practitioners who do use some of those products. The supply of those products will be impacted. You know, if it's a Chinese or Indian exporter, they may well decide not to continue supplying products to particular practitioners. But practitioners themselves that basically make up their own individualized formulations on a one-to-one consultation should be able to continue supplying those, again, because of pressure from European.
Now, I would have thought that this was something that the WTO would get on top of, for example, especially if it freezes China out of the market. Surely they're not going to be overly pleased about that and take it sort of lying down.
Well, interestingly, we are in discussions with both the Chinese and Indian governments specifically about that. One of the elements that we have to also bear in mind is, of course, the pharmaceutical industry is in pretty deep trouble right now. They're losing probably around about 70 to 75% of their revenues of their blockbuster drugs within the next couple of years as they come off patent. Therefore, the race to compete successfully in the generics market is absolutely on. And what is happening is the really big drug companies now are downsizing massively their operations in Europe and the United States. And guess where they're relocating? To India and to China. So, of course, from the Indian and Chinese government's point of view, they've got this very difficult decision to determine whether they're going to be true to their long-standing traditional systems or whether they're going to be best buddies with Pfizer, Merck, GSK and the rest of them.
That's Dr. Robert Verkerk, Director of the Alliance for Natural Health International.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.